The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Be like who you want to be, but be. This is the Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Who we be with? We be with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and all of you guys who are following a number of different things. So you'll be the smartest kid on your block if you listen to our conversations every day on Good Day. Let's travel over to the theater of war, shall we? Where the Navy SEAL who was killed in Iraq this week, identified as Charles Keating IV. I was trying to, Jennifer, in my mind, why do I know that name, Charles Keating? And then I went back into the crevices of my cranium and found a reference to the scandal that almost brought John McCain down, the savings and loan scandal. Remember, his grandfather was a banker who was jailed in the 1990s for stealing money, getting involved in the savings and loan debacle, McCain was a part of it. Keating was the other senator from Arizona at the time.
And his name was Charles, too, wasn't it?
Yes, this is Charles Keating IV. He was Charles Keating II.
So they were, oh my God.
Yeah, his great-grandson.
Wow.
Yeah. And so this has become, instead of us focusing on the battle with Daesh and the fact that this guy was in danger, and we were told our soldiers would not be put in danger.
Right. They're not in a combat role.
He's there to advise and assist. Instead of that being the story, no, the story is his grandfather was a crook. That's the story. I mean, can you believe how some people think?
We need to ignore that part because this poor kid, I mean, you look at these pictures and it's just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Wiped out wiped out. So, as far as the quote unquote theater of war is concerned, there's another hoo-ha today, a flap as some people refer to it, that's embarrassing the Pentagon. There's an Army intelligence officer who has publicly started to question whether our men and women should be there in this battle with Daesh. He's identified as Captain Nathan Michael Smith. He has introduced a lawsuit against President Obama as the commander-in-chief, saying that he has no business sending him, Captain Smith, or anybody else over to the theater of war. Congress must explicitly authorize him, that is the president, to deploy troops like him, Captain Smith. So the whole thing is a mess. This is a mess. And our men are being jeopardized and sacrificed for what?
Well, you know, you either have to commit to a war or you have to not dip your toe in. And I think it gets really dangerous when you say we're not at war, we're not at combat, yet
of course we are.
You've made press conferences where you're saying 250 more people are going over, 50 more people are going over. I mean, those are people that have lives, that have families, that love them. Mm-hmm. And so either you're at war with ISIS and you're going to take them on and you're going to commit resources and it's going to be war, or it's not. And I think that that's the hard decision that needs to be made, and it needs to be made right away.
Yep.
Some sort of a semantic, linguistic thing, because only Congress can declare war, right? Isn't there something about that?
Well, so maybe, that's been the question that many people have brought up. It's illegal to get involved in these things, but if you use a different word, Washington's great on misappropriating words.
Calling it advisors. Or,
right.
Yeah,
it's bull crap.
It is.
And these people that go over there know that, and now there's another person who's dead, another life wasted for no good reason.
Well,
at all.
ISIS hasn't gotten the message that we're in an advisor role. You know, it's like they don't care if we're at war or not.
But it's the whole being there. You know, the whole business about being in Iraq in the first place and the disgraceful things that were done by George Bush to involve us over there, and then the lapdogs in Congress all went along with it for whatever the reason, and then we have
then
promises
we
we're going
to
get out, and now we're not going to get out, and So it's a pretty it's frustrating. Maybe that's the best word that I can use on the air.
Yeah,
Kara's concerned. No, she's not. Victoria's concerned about the Japanese company Takata, T-A-K-A-T-A, because they are going to be sued for tens of millions of dollars because about 40 million more of their airbags are junk, double the size of what was already the largest automotive recall in history. If you're driving a car made in Japan or made in America or made in Europe, the chances are 4-1 that you have a car that has one of these Takata airbags in it. And they
That's just so scary.
They don't work.
My mom just told me yesterday, because, you know, I've been relying on my Uber, my mom Uber, to drive me all over the place with my eye problem. And as she's taking me to the eye doctor yesterday, she goes, she didn't even tell me. She's sort of talking to herself, I better drive carefully. I just got a recall on my airbag. Like, thanks, Mom.
Choose your speech carefully. Hi, Mother's Day is on Sunday. I'd like to invite you to share a picture of your mother. Jennifer, would you send a picture in? We had Kara send a picture of their mom. And also, Victoria sent one. Would you send a picture of your mother or whoever the special woman is in your life? We would like to recognize the person strongest and smartest on the female side in your life. And maybe you send a note along with what makes your mother so special. That'd be cool. Pictures emailed to gooddaypics@gmail.com. gooddaypics@gmail.com. And in turn, we're going to post them in an Honoring Mothers in 2016 Facebook album that we posted on the Good Day Facebook page.
Good Day Pics, P-I-X or P-I-E?
That's a good point, yeah. We ought to post it with the right address on Twitter, I think, Victoria.
Sure.
Good Day Pics, P-I-C-S. gooddaypics@gmail.com. Dr. Ken Kronos with the important medical news of the week. Next in your ear after these words on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear tops, just $9.99. A Ninja blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
15 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now we're joined by Dr. Ken Kronos, who is a medical doctor in Florida, actually a specialist in cardiology, heart and lungs and all of the... What do you... How many miles of clothing? How many miles of piping do we have in our body?
60,000 each one of us.
60,000. All right. So Ken's in charge of that. And, well, that's what's supposed to be in your body. Apparently, there are a lot of things in people's bodies after they have operations. The point is, now, according to a study, the third leading cause of death in our country, beside or after heart disease and cancer, as people who screw up in the doctor's office, right?
I thought you'd like this one. This is from the
British... I don't like
British,
it. It's interesting, but I sure as hell don't like it.
This is from the British Medical Journal this week. Doug, medical errors, they may be the third leading cause of death in America. More than 250,000 people, it's estimated, die each year due to medical errors. So how do you avoid becoming a statistic? Let me give you at least five recommendations. Do not be admitted into a hospital alone. If you have to be admitted, go in there with somebody who loves you. Also, carry a list of all medications you take, and on that list should be the name of the drug, the dose, and the schedule. That is how you take it. Understand your discharge instructions from a hospital. That's the medications you should be taking when you go home, and your follow-up, what doctor you're seeing, when, and how. Make sure you personally receive the results of any test, including blood work that's collected. Do not assume that no news is necessarily good news. And use the same first name, last name, and middle initial for all medical issues. For example, I've seen women who remarry or have a third name, and they're using one name on one insurance card, another name on another insurance company, and another name, and it's so confusing. Use only one first, middle, and last name on everything you do medically.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
That's a great tip.
Yeah, it is. All right. Fatty foods, eating them will make you sleepy and perhaps worse, especially if you're driving, right?
Exactly. Medical Journal Nutrients this week. Men who eat a lot of fatty foods may find themselves needing an afternoon nap. Hormones produced in the gut do promote sleepiness, Doug, but we really do not understand why fatty foods make us sleepy. We also do not know whether eating fatty foods at night interferes with sleep.
There's a question about driving in the dark and whether or not it makes you speed. Something happens to your brain, apparently. You, in the dark, think you need to drive faster. I don't know if you saw that study. No, I thought it was pretty interesting. You travel slower in the daytime and drive faster at night. For some kind of
strength. The keys are just not there.
Yeah, that could be it. All right, good news or important news for older people. If you're not building up your muscles, you're going to die. Basically, that's what this study says, right?
Exactly. Preventive medicine, the secrets to a longer and healthier life may not be available in pill form, Doug, but may look like a barbell. When people 65 and older do strength training only twice a week, they lower their odds of dying from any cancer by any cause by almost half. Previous studies have shown that strength training may improve muscle mass in chronic conditions such as diabetes, osteoporosis, lower back pain, and obesity. Stronger muscles, Doug, they also result in better stamina, physical function, and balance. This is easy. You can do such exercises without any equipment such as push-ups, abdominal crunches, and leg squats.
All right, now, to underscore that, one of the ways to get more blood to your muscles so that you'll be stronger and healthier is to take Super Beats. Ken's going to explain in the next minute why Super Beats are so effective and so good for getting your circulation up and thus getting more out of your workout.
Thanks, Doug. Based on Nobel Prize winning research from 1998, your body needs to continuously manufacture nitric oxide, and if it doesn't have the building blocks to make this gas, you won't have it, and the 60,000 miles of circulation that we talked about won't have adequate oxygen because the blood vessels open up when they're sprayed by the red blood cell first with the nitric oxide before they get in and deliver the oxygen for your workouts. There's two products, Super Beats. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide so that you can get that extra bit of energy instead of the caffeine drinks. And then Neo 40 will increase your maintenance level of nitric oxide. Get it tested with those saliva test strips.
All right, here's how you get all of this happening for you right away. Call 800-655-4183. You get the strips free, you get a book free, Neo 40, order that, and also Super Beats at 800-655-4183. It's terrific. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What a drag it is getting old.
Too much estrogen in this room for me. 23 and change after the hour with the three ladies. We're going to settle into some of the old music.
See, even you can't say it with a straight face.
Of course I can't. All right. This is Coachella for old people. I think you give Jennifer Hurst a chance to shot. Old Chella down in Indio. I was thinking I wouldn't mind getting some tickets for this myself.
My mom said the same thing, Doug. Yeah, they should go together.
5 minutes after the tickets go on sale, it would be twice as expensive as they are. Here's Tony Gonzalez from Loudwire reporting on the lineup for Old Chella.
The lineup for a festival called Desert Trip has been announced, and it features a who's who of classic rock giants. The three-day once-in-a-lifetime festival will take place October 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, which is also the site of the annual Coachella Festival. The first night will feature the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan. The second night will boast Beatles icon Paul McCartney and Neil Young. And the third night will feature Pink Floyd legend Roger Waters and The Who. It's a chance to see six acts who helped shape rock music as we know it. So if you want to check out history in the making, tickets go on sale this Monday, May 9th at DesertTrip.com.
All right, we have, what, Neil Young? Nice.
You know, this is no joke. I mean, girl, I don't think girls, have you ever been to Coachella?
No.
I have.
All right, so I have, like, 4 years in a row, I went there, and it's no joke. You have to walk a mile in and a mile out from the parking lot, and you have to have all your stuff on your back, because once you're in, you can't get in and out again. So it's like, you know, you're schlepping a lot, you're out in 100-degree weather all day long, and even in October, it's going to be scorching hot in Palm Springs.
There's a message here. The music that's been picked out includes Neil Young knocking on heaven's door. I think there's a message here from the other people involved in this program. Here's Gary Bryan, who does mornings on K-Earth in L.A., with a focus on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It's almost like the end of an era, because when will you ever get these people together again in one place over a three-day period? It's not going to happen. People have been making fun of this whole thing. You know, people called it Old Chella, Geezer Palooza. Somebody called it the Deadpool concert. Like, who's going to make it to October? I mean, come on. These guys have been going for a long time. This is history. This is rock and roll history.
What is Deadpool? We're trying to figure out who would make it.
Geezerpalooza is my favorite. Geezerpalooza.
Yeah. Good God. No respect for my youngers. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what I have to put up with here. Ay, 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 ay. Okay. Also in the musical news today, a spotlight on Janet Jackson for two reasons. One of them is she's expecting. She's pregnant. Second trimester. But also, in the last 24 hours, a new record has been introduced. Tell us about this, will you, Victoria?
Yeah, she just dropped a new single called Damn Baby. And it's Damn also baby. A new video Damn that she just baby. Dropped. Yeah.
Really?
There's lots of N's after the M.
Yeah.
So, this is Damn Baby. Is this supposed to be about her baby?
Probably not.
Damn baby.
I don't
She's
think
very
so,
skinny
but...
in the video, so she obviously was, this is before pregnancy.
Yeah, she looks amazing, though. She's dancing, and just,
yeah.
She sounds as good as ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just goes to show you.
Amazing.
What it goes to show you, Kara, is when we get older, we get better.
It's right? Not like it was just me.
Oh, yeah. All right. Geezer load or whatever you call it.
Geezerpalooza.
Yeah.
What a drag it is getting old.
Janet Jackson apparently can keep up with the best of them. She's married to a guy who's 10 years younger than she is and who reportedly is a billionaire. I don't know who this guy is. Wissam Al-Mana. But he's obviously... doing okay for himself, so good. Good for him, good for them, good for everybody. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With news stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Picking out the right gift for mom is tough, but JCPenney makes it easy with the Mother's Day Jewelry Sale. Get 40 to 60% off fine jewelry, plus take an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. And with buy one, get one free in fashion jewelry, you can get something special for your mom and your wife. That's how you win Mother's Day. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 5/4 to 5/11. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or visit the store for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get a second item at...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ourselves in gear here again. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. I'm on the air with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. We are here to praise, but admire the largest diamond discovered in the past 100 years.
Ooh.
I have no idea about carats and diamonds. You've heard me talk many times about what I think is one of the most foolish pursuits a man can do, and that's buy a diamond for a lady.
I have not heard that before,
but okay.
Really?
Yeah, tell Victoria your theory about why it's better to buy them, like, you know.
A pet rock.
Hey, baby, I love you. Here's a pet rock. You're my Rolling Stone.
No, what is there about a diamond? I know that the people that I care about like diamonds, and so that's cool. As a matter of fact, she wears a ring that has little diamonds around it all the time. And that's nice. You like diamonds? Swell. I don't see why that should be what determines or is the persuasive argument for getting married, because you give somebody a rock. Anyway, this 1,100 carat diamond.
That's bigger than Kim Kardashian's ring.
is on display in New York. It was actually put out yesterday. It's being offered up at auction in June, so they put it on display so people can go look at it, see how big it is, and figure out how they're going to pay for it. This thing, I thought, what was the size of the rock that Burton gave to...
32 carats. I've seen it in person.
Really? 32 yes. carats. Okay. That was supposed to be huge.
It was
huge.
It's gorgeous.
So here's an 1,100-carat
Can
diamond.
I fit it into a setting?
I know, right? What are you going to do with 1,100 carats?
You hold it with your whole fist and not just your finger, then you can.
I can try.
I think it is the size of a fist.
Well, that's if you see the picture of it, that's in several different places, it's the size of the palm of your hand. That's how I would describe it. So those of you who are looking for that, I mean, what are you going to do with it is the question. Unless somebody buys it and breaks it up. That could happen, but no, that thing's going to go for, I bet you, $30-40 million.
Yeah, I'm heard 70.
Yeah, I'm reading an article that says 66 right now.
60.
So
yeah, okay. There
so, you Dougie, go. You know, hey, come on. Pop for it. Got that lying around.
Yeah, right. No. All right, I was going to say something, but I think I'll keep moving on to the Republican leaders who are trying to stop the party from splintering now that DJ Trump is the nominee. Trump is, in fact, reaching out to some people. He says, I don't care whether people like me, fine. If they don't like me, that's okay. It's the first presidential nominee since Dwight Eisenhower to have never served as an elected official. You know that in my lifetime, the first president that was in office was Truman when I was born. Dwight Eisenhower was the first president I remember, and to this day I still think he was the best.
Really?
Of all of them. Yeah, and in my educated opinion, having studied political science, civics, history of our country, history of the world, Dwight Eisenhower was the right person in spades for what we needed. The idea, and actually Harry Truman did a good job, a much better job than people give him credit for, sticking things back together again after the war. But Eisenhower was really good. We had good presidents. Kennedy, say what you will about him, was good. Until LBJ, we had a series of pretty good, and you can say what you will about FDR. A lot of the social programs that we take advantage of, even if we don't like them, were started during FDR's time. Mm-hmm. But things, you got to wonder back to that point after the Dust Bowl. It wasn't Herbert Hoover's fault that we had bad weather, but he didn't manage the country well, and that's why the Depression, that's why Roosevelt was elected, it was...
Which one of them can we blame for daylight savings time?
Ugh. Ugh.
I think you blame Roosevelt.
That.
I think you blame Roosevelt, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That. Yeah, if you want to do that. Anyway, back to Trump. The feeling about Trump, I think, is changing. I feel it changing, the attitudes, and I think he'll bring himself around to a point where he gets how to do this the right way. Obviously, he's been doing it the right way because look where he is.
Yeah.
Some of the comments.
If I were advising him, and you guys know I'm a fan, I make no bones about it.
Yeah.
He really needs to start using his family a lot more, because I think one of the strongest things that Trump has going for him is this incredible relationship that he has with his kids, even his ex-wives, and
I like
I
like him.
I agree with that. He could have raised really bad, bad kids, and he didn't.
Right. No, I mean, that's what makes me think that even though he gets crazy and bombastic, he's a good man, because you can't raise a family like that if you're a total absentee father.
I agree.
You just can't.
All right. So here's,
I think that's a good thing for him to do.
One of the things I find I resent so much are the Eastern liberal papers who are trying to do as much as they can to show Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders beating Trump. But if you look at today's Rasmussen poll, it shows if the election were today, Trump would beat Hillary Clinton, by the polls rendering, 52% to 48%. Now, what you do with that, all of this stuff is meaningless because the election is still 6 months away.
Well, here's why it's even more meaningless.
6 months and to the day, in fact. November 5th.
I get into pretty heated arguments with my co-host on my local show.
Yep.
Because he talks about, well, Trump can't beat Hillary Clinton. It's 135 polls that said that he can't beat, that Ted Cruz and John Kasich are more electable,
nonsense.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's why they all lost and he won.
He's the only one that's electable, and here's why. They are doing a poll on a national average. They're asking people, who do you prefer one-on-one, Hillary or Donald Trump? If you think that on a national average that that vote means anything, just go talk to Al Gore, because the popular vote means nothing.
Nothing.
You have to look at who is performing better in the states that matter in the election.
You also have to have a chiseling, cheating, lying Supreme Court to help you out in that case.
Hey, but I agree, and I think that you can you know, in a legal term, they call it leading the witness, and you can lead anybody with any type of phrasing. You can say, wouldn't Hillary be a better president? Dot dot dot. You know.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But I think all these polls are just kind of BS.
You have to go to Florida. You have to go to Ohio. You have to go to Pennsylvania. You have to go to West Virginia. You have to go to the 6 to 8 states that are going to actually determine this election, and that's where you have to do your polling. And the sad news for Hillary fans is that she's not doing very well there because she's isolated the coal industry, because she's pushed so far left that she's left behind these blue collar sort of moderate workers. And Trump has been running a pretty moderate campaign and runs the
and it'll
really
be much more
chance.
Centrist. Watch them both go right to the center now.
Yep.
Well, right to the center.
He's already going to the center, and she's sort of stuck, because the longer Bernie Sanders stays in the race, she's trapped having to tack left to continue to go with him and to try to pick up his supporters. So she hasn't been able to tack to the center yet, and I think that's damaging for her.
All right. The important thing here when it comes to politics is to take a gander at this donkey parade in Mexico, which is an absolutely hilarious video. Where did we post this? We sent it. Did we link it?
I'm going to link it to Instagram and Facebook and everything. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Facebook. .com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day. Donkeys were big in Mexico. Today is Cinco de Mayo. Parades everywhere. Trucks, tractors are replacing donkeys. The population of donkeys has dropped down in Mexico. So to raise awareness about the decline of donkeys, and to honor the animal that helped establish the town of Otumba and the celebrations around Cinco de Mayo, there's a donkey festival today with races and a costume competition.
With racists?
Races.
Donkey races.
R-A-C-E-S. Okay. Come on, please. So the people in the race are dressing up their donkeys to look like Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
They have suits on. They have combed over wigs on these donkeys.
One donkey even has two big bushy eyebrows taped on him.
So we'll post all of that for you to have a laugh at DougStephan.com. Some of the, let me just, a couple of other postings here with regard to Cruz dropping out. Daniel says, get ready to say President Clinton. CJ said, this is a really good day. Wendy says, this is way overdue. Gretchen, about time, Trump 2016. Deb says she's devastated. A lot of people, I got some pretty nasty comments in the last 24 hours about my feelings regarding Ted Cruz, the lose. You want to lose, vote for Cruz. That's okay. I'm expressing myself. You express yourself. That's fair. All of your comments are
fair. Ted Cruz is a great guy, but I don't think he would be able to beat Hillary Clinton. That's just what you have to look at.
I don't think he's a good guy at all. I think the stud he pulled on Ben Carson was unforgivable, frankly.
Hey, Ted.
Unforgivable. Alice writes, why don't we hand the reality game show host of the United States of America? We'll rename this. Trump scares me less than the TV land populace that supports him. Dumbing down America has arrived. Let's see. Hugh writes, Trump scares me too, as well as those taken in by him. He's acted this is a big joke.
I love these people that think that they are morally superior or somehow ethically or religiously superior to the people that support Donald Trump. 9, 10 million people, that's the will of the people in this country. So take a deep breath. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
If he wins, you can vote him out in 4 years. If he doesn't, no harm, no foul.
There you go. All right. Here's an Instagram comment. I like this. Instagram.com/Good Day Show. @KingJMO. He writes, love the show. I might be out of the normal listening group. I'm 40. Been listening for 3 years after finding y'all. It's on in the truck and in my office.
Love it.
Why is he out of the normal listening group?
I don't know. I wondered when he said that.
No. Normal listening group are men and women who are Kara's age to Meredith's age, pretty much.
Who's Meredith? Everybody who Meredith is.
Meredith is a lady who likes me on occasion. 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit ALZ.org.
All right. So here's a rather, I'm not sure whether I think this is compelling, sad story of a 15-year-old boy who was posing for a selfie with his father's 32 caliber gun. Okay, I don't have to, we're done. You know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
He pulls the trigger when he hits the selfie button on the camera and shoots himself in the head. Did I do the story on the other day of the 2-year-old kid found a gun under the seat and shot it through the seat? We talked about that, right?
Yeah.
What in the name of God is the matter with people that they have guns around and people can get at? You know, this people would say the argument 15-year-olds should know how to use a gun. Well, this kid knew how to use it. He picked it up and pulled the trigger and shot himself.
The wrong thing, yeah.
Right. But what was he doing? Do we have enough of that? There are 49 selfie-related deaths over the past couple of years. And there are no selfies
in India alone.
In India, right.
Yep. Police, they're calling this a selfie-related death?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Police instructed to step in if they see anybody.
In this country, it would be gun violence all the way, right?
Well, but what are you doing? I'm trying to picture this in my mind, Victoria.
He pressed the wrong button.
No, he's got a gun in one hand and the camera in the other hand, and he pushes the button on both of them at the same time.
Crazy.
50 after the hour on Good Day.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Your ongoing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life forms and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
I told him that I could not only beam a grapefruit from one planet to the adjacent planet in the same system, which is easy, by the way, I could do it with a life form. So I tested it on Admiral Archer's prize beagle.
Well, I know that dog. What happened to it?
I'll tell you when it reappears. I don't know. I do feel guilty about it.
Star Trek, as it was revived, this was the first in the new series of Star Trek's number one movie during this week in 2009. Chris Pine and the others in there. The Star Trek theme revived by Michael Giacchino and the Hollywood Studio Symphony Orchestra. A big theme for a big movie. But I think Chuck and I were just talking about this off the air. They're wrecking this whole not just the next movie's coming out, but it looks like they're doing without what they've done with Ghostbusters and make them all look the same. It's all the same crap. It's all the CGI and blow up this and blow up that. There's no story. I told you, Chuck, I saw the trailer for the Star Trek movie, and I'm a big fan of these movies. I think Chris Pine was a good choice, did a good job as the new Captain Kirk. But I haven't seen the Ghostbusters trailer because I don't have much interest in seeing the Ghostbusters movie. But Star Trek, I'd see, or I would have seen it, but the trailer makes me not want to go see it.
Well, here's the thing. On the first two movies in the rebooted franchise, J.J. Abrams directed and was in control creatively. He went on to do Star Wars The Force Awakens. So the studio hired Justin Lin, who directed a series of the Fast and Furious films. It does have a totally different feel. I'll give you that. It appears, it looks like Star Trek on steroids. very different feel than anything I've seen in that universe before. But we'll see how the actual movie is.
Yesterday was May the 4th. Be with you, et cetera, et cetera. Star Wars Day. So we asked people in our poll, which of the seven Star Wars movies did you see the most times in the theater? And the winner was The Empire Strikes Back. 18% saw it more than once. 17% Return of the Jedi. 16% The Force Awakens. 15% New Hope. Let's see here. 9% Attack of the Clones. 8% Phantom Menace. 7% Revenge of the Sith. And then 11% said they'd never seen a Star Wars movie. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Who are those people? Yeah, who never saw a Star Wars movie.
That was me until a few months ago.
Are they newborns?
No, Marilyn never seen one until I took her to it. All right, so we'll talk about the Ghostbusters trailer, continuing conflict, if you will, around that, and a lot of complaints in a moment. Chuck has movie news for us on Good Day.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear Tops, just $9.99. A Ninja Blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, live tweet or Twitter. It's live tweeting, right? Victoria,
yes.
Live tweet at Good Day Show. So the comments about the Ghostbusters trailer, Chucker. Peter writes, Ghostbuster trailer looked okay to me. Frank says, see, Hollywood, you have to stop with the garbage remakes because you're starting to tick people off. There are a number of people who are angry about this. Mike says, what's wrong with it?
For me, I actually thought the trailer was fine. I think the problem is the fan base who so beloved the original Ghostbusters from 84 really wanted to see the original cast back, which they tried to materialize a few years ago. Didn't happen. Harold Ramis passed away, so that ship has sailed. And they just don't want to accept Melissa McCarthy and an all-female cast in this property. I think that's really the biggest problem. But if the movie is good and it's directed by Paul Figgis, who's a good director, which I think the movie will be good, I think they'll have a change of heart.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so you can continue to give us your thoughts if you'd like to. It's Twitter at Good Day Show. 59 past the hour on Good Day. Thanks, Chucker.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.